We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us this morning, once again, with a look at everything going on in Washington, and also this time outside of Washington, where the former President Trump was speaking to Republican donors over the weekend. And Steve, I guess the big question is, his words, how much weight do they carry right now? And he went on to attack Mitch McConnell, other people, including Mike Pence. I mean, just about everybody under the sun he's attacked now since leaving office. What do those words mean inside of the Republican Party?
Well, when you think about it, he attacked some people and he praised others. And what was the defining line? It was all about him. It wasn't about the future of the Republican Party. It wasn't about any political principles or ideas. It was all about his ego and loyalty to him. But this has always been true about Donald Trump. The world revolves around him and his own ego and his own political interests. That's one of the reasons why he mishandled the COVID pandemic so badly, because he saw everything through the eyes of the election. And so he kept denying the reality of the pandemic, kept urging states to open prematurely because he thought that that would help him politically. He wasn't focused on the virus itself. He wasn't focused on the science or the advice he was getting from experts. He was focused purely on his own political self-interest. And that's what, again, what he did last weekend. He attacked people like Mike Pence, his own vice president. What was Pence's sin? Pence had the temerity to actually follow the Constitution, which ordained that his job on January 6th was to fairly open the ballot boxes and count the Electoral College votes. And that's what Trump did. That's what Pence did. And Trump is still angry for him for doing his constitutional duty. So the Republican Party is in a big dilemma, because you have a fervent base of support. Trump continues to be popular with the base of the party. But that speech was all backward-looking. It was not forward-looking. It was all about his grievances, not about party ideals or party values. And it was divisive. It wasn't saying, let's all pull together. It was settling scores and attacking key figures in the party. So smart Republicans, of which there are a great many in northern New York and everywhere else, got to look at that speech and cringe, because it's not a formula for future success.
Steve, you know, Mike Pence has started laying the groundwork for a 2024 run. Is Trump's blessing needed for that?
Well, it remains to be seen. It's a very good question. Of course, there's always the possibility Trump himself will run in 2024. I think this possibility is small. I think he will hold out that idea because it gives him more visibility and attracts more TV cameras. It would be very difficult for Mike Pence to run without Trump's blessing, because I don't think Pence has much of an independent base in the Republican Party. And let's be honest, Mike Pence is not the world's most compelling or charismatic figure. But I do think, looking forward, that the and this is the problem. If Trump is the kingmaker, and anybody who succeeds in the Republican Party has got to kiss the ring of Donald Trump, that's going to work in some conservative states. You know, whoever runs, say, in Alabama to take the, you know, there's going to be an open Senate seat in Alabama. Well, Republican Party not going to suffer if they nominate a Trump-like conservative figure. But when you talk about a national election, it's a very different picture. I looked this morning. Donald Trump's national approval rating is just about at 40%. He got 47% of the vote, almost 47% in the last election. That means 7% of the electorate in a rough metric has soured on Donald Trump. 7% have voted for him. Doesn't sound like a lot of people. You know how many that is? It's almost 11 million people. Had almost 160 million votes in the last election. So the Republican Party looking, say, do we really want to go forward? Rallying around a standard bearer whose favorable rating in America is 40%. It does not take a political genius or a PhD in mathematics to figure out 40% is not going to win you a lot of national election.
So when does that picture start taking shape? I mean, it seems like we're seeing all the jockeying behind the scenes already. It seems too early, but we know in reality it probably isn't too early to talk about that.
No, it's not too early to talk about it, because if you follow the news closely, you see certain people are already going to New Hampshire and Iowa. Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State, who has presidential ambitions, has already been scouting the ground in Iowa. People are already starting to not just make speeches there, but start to recruit campaign staff in the early primary states. No, it's... these elections in America these days, they start the day after the last election. Now, they won't fully pick up speed until after the midterms. But still, you know, running for president is takes a lot of time, takes a lot of energy. You got to build up a network on the ground. You got to build up a network of donors and start raising money. So there are plenty of Republicans who see themselves as the heir to Donald Trump. But so far, no one has really emerged, given the fact that, Pence is, you know, on the outs with Trump. I'd say a lot of people are looking at Governor DeSantis of Florida, who is a rising star in the party. He was someone that Trump lavished a lot of praise on over the weekend. Former member of Congress, won a very close race when he was elected governor, but has been touting the fact that he reopened the state earlier than many other places. People like DeSantis are starting to get a little bit more attention, but it's still very early.
I want to bring you back to New York State for a second. Governor Cuomo, despite calls for his resignation and impeachment, continues to govern, albeit with carefully orchestrated press conferences and conference calls with reporters where Cuomo aides hand-select the calls that they take. Is this a survival model for him?
Certainly it's possible. I mean, he can't be forced to resign, except, as you say, if he were actually impeached. I think he's probably, one model he's probably looking at is the governor of Virginia. Ralph Northam is a Democratic governor. He faced a series of scandalous issues, not quite like Governor Cuomo's. They had to do with some egregious behavior as a young man, painting himself in blackface and things like that. And there were calls for him to resign, repeated calls for him to resign, and he says, I'm just not going to do it. And there he is, still governor. Now, in Northam's case, there's a little difference, because in Virginia, you can't run to succeed himself. So he was always a lame duck. You know, the case with Cuomo is that people are thinking not only could he survive, but maybe even run it, you know, for a fourth term. But there are some models out there. If you are as tough as I think Governor Cuomo is and absolutely determined to hold on to power, it's going to be tough to knock him out. Let's remember, Donald Trump survived two attempts to impeach him.
Steve, thanks for the time. As always, it's Steve Roberts joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.